Lions leading the Annalee Tigers. Michael Barabalt has come up into the booth here. He's going to be with us for the third and fourth quarter. Michael, give me your thoughts real quick on the first half.
Well, we have a shootout, that's for sure. You know, I'm really impressed with Almelino's offense, and their offensive line is dominating the line of scrimmage offensively, and their quarterback has been throwing the ball exceptionally well, and I'm really impressed with their running back, and they're opening up some holes, and I think they got the Annalee defense confused.
Almelino's going to be kicking off to the Tigers. Cole Van Stone getting ready to kick off. Van Stone had a great first half. Jalen Hall and Van Stone were the two outstanding stars for the Almelino's offense. Weston Lewis did a nice job of getting his athletes the football. Annalee's quarterback Gavin Allingham threw the ball very nicely in the first half. So here we are, 24 minutes to go. Winner will take home the Apple Trophy. The kick is taken at the 20-yard line, brings it up to the 25, and he's tackled right at the 27-yard line. Dylan Peterson took the kick and was tackled by a plethora of Almelino tacklers.
That's a big drive for Annalee. If they want to keep up with this Almelino offense, I think they got to put points on the board, and I mean more than seven. They got to go for two. They got to get some of these points back.
Right now, the difference in this ball game is the PATs. Almelino and Annalee have each scored three touchdowns. Almelino converted two of their three extra points, and Annalee has missed all of their extra points. Allingham in the shotgun hands it off straight up the middle and tackled for a loss.
Number 50, Coleman Hayes. Stepping up there, plugging the middle, bringing him down. And, guys, bringing it back to the special teams thing real quick, I think it's going to be interesting moving forward. If I'm Annalee, you have to let Taganashi take some cracks here, kicking some extra points. You can't leave that many points up on the board continuously, drive after drive after drive.
What happens, fellas, is you start chasing points. You need to get the one every time. Here's Allingham. Sends Fox in motion. Drops straight back. Now he rolls to his right. Looking downfield, it throws to the sideline, and it's dropped. The pass was right on the nose to Colby Elledge, and Elledge took his eyes off of it, tried to move upfield. Incomplete pass. It's going to bring up a third down and 10.
Looks like there's a penalty on the field. Wait to see who this is on. It looks like it might be on Annalee.
Sideline judge Jason Mora with the call.
And that's going to be a big thing. Who is going to be the more disciplined team? We saw a very physical first half, a lot of late penalties thrown. This is the rivalry game of composure. You got to have a controlled aggression. Whoever's the most disciplined team will win this game.
Yeah, Jeff brought that up in the first half, Michael. Some penalties that were unsportsmanlike about composure.
Boneheaded is really the only way to describe it.
Yes.
Boneheaded penalties.
I was wanting you to say that, so... Here's Allingham in the shotgun. Now he's going to pass, drops back, looking over the middle, throws out in the flat, and it's complete right at the first down marker. And moving upfield for a first down is Elledge. Allingham put that right on a line. Elledge came back to meet the pass and was tackled after a three-yard run after catch.
Now he dropped that first pass, but he made sure to resurrect himself and haul in that second grab there, this time for a first down. Annalee looks like they might be getting some momentum cooking up here.
I really like how Elledge comes back to meet the football. He's done that several times.
And you got to do that or else you'll have those two defenders picking off that football. It's a game of inches.
Allingham in the shotgun's got two backs, two receivers left. Takes a snap, looking over the middle, a little bit of pass rush. Now he's going to run. Ludes a tackler, and he falls forward for 5 yards. Second down and five inside the Almelino 50-yard line. Almelino got a little pass rush and came up the middle.
Yeah, and honestly, they were getting through the line, but Almelino has to do a better job of containing the outside. Their defensive ends are getting way too far upfield. If they keep outside contained, he's not getting those 5 yards on a scramble.
It's a good job by the Annalee offensive line. Sam Perdue, Jake Visser, Scott Kennedy, Connor Skiles, and Nestor Jimenez doing the best to protect their quarterback, Allingham.
Those old hog mollies of yours. Allingham's going to hand it up the middle, and he's going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Trenton Vogel came up the middle. Almelino did a good job, and that time the defensive ends, Dawson Drew and Gabe Wallace did a nice job. So they were listening to Michael Barabalt, telling them they needed to step up.
Yeah, that's where the game is won. It's won up front. Whether the receivers and quarterbacks like that or not, it's won with the big boys.
Battle of the trenches. You get the big uglies battling up against the hog mollies. Another penalty here.
There's that discipline Michael Barabalt and Jeff Woodworth have been talking about. They got a false start on the nose tackle for El Molino. As he started to come forward, flag was thrown, and that's going to give Anley a first down. Ball's going to be placed at the 43-yard line of El Molino. Anley moving the football, trailing 20-18. The start of the third quarter, 9 minutes, 23 seconds remaining in quarter number three. Allingham in the shotgun. He's been there a lot tonight. Fox out to the right. Gets the snap. Allingham drops back. Wants to throw. Throws deep down the sideline. He's open. He caught. Ellidge got past the defender, Van Stone, and he's pushed out of bounds.
A beautiful pass from Allingham. I'll tell you, the difference in these quarterbacks here between Annalee and El Molino, it seems like Allingham for Annalee is able to put a little bit more zip on the ball, where you get Weston Lewis for El Molino, who's got a little bit more touch. Although I will say, credit to Allingham, he did demonstrate a little touch there, but there was quite a bit of zip on that ball.
Well, I got to tell you, too, there's been some decision-making by the defensive backs of El Molino that have been questionable. The snap goes to Allingham. He hands the ball off, and Fox is inside the 5-yard line, brought down at the 3. El Molino's defensive backs have gone for some interceptions, and they haven't come up with them, and it's put them in vulnerable spots. The ball's been completed, a couple of them for touchdowns. So if El Molino wasn't so aggressive in the defensive secondary, they may be better off. Here's the snap, straight up the middle to Vogel, and he's going to be just short of the goal line. Brought down inches away. The ball's going to be placed inside the half-yard line, third down and the nose of the football. Anley up to the ball quickly. El Molino a little bit tardy getting to it, but he stopped. And coming in from the left end is Coleman Hayes, the middle linebacker. Stops him for no gain.
Kid's just got an instinct on what play to make on defense, and he was in the backfield before the ball was even handed off there.
Annalee's going to go for a lot of pressure on this offense to score right here. You cannot miss out on this opportunity.
You were mentioning points on this drive, Michael, and Annalee's going for it. The ball is sitting right in front of the goal line. El Molino doesn't look like they have a real goal line defense. They're playing in their normal three downs with two linebackers. Allingham in the shotgun. And there's a false start by Annalee, it looks like. Everybody's pointing at each other.
Everybody but the center, number 69, Scotty Kennedy, moving on that play. We'll
Big
see who's
responsible.
Big
penalty here. It won't benefit Annalee too much. It would benefit El Molino a lot if it pushes Annalee back.
It will.
So now, does Annalee go for the field goal? I think that's what they're going to do.
Looks like Taganashi's coming out. It'll be a false start, pushing Annalee back about 5 yards.
You like the call?
I love the call for the field goal. You have to take the points. Take the points, get the lead.
Oh, absolutely. You had, like I said, you had to get points on this drive. You score here, you got the lead, see what happens.
This will also put the pressure on El Molino moving forward, as they'll be the ones that have to go for two as you're back up on that normal rotation of 7 points, 7 points, 7
yes.
points for Annalee.
Arthur Taganashi lining up for the field goal. The ball's going to be placed right at the 12-yard line. It'll be a 22-yard field goal. The snap is good. The kick is no good. Arthur Taganashi pulled it left. He drilled it, but he just pulled it again. And the score remains 20-18 with 7 minutes and 15 seconds remaining here. Annalee took the kickoff, drove all the way down to the inches, and that tackle by Coleman Hayes right now, saving touchdown, looks like it just kept points off the board.
Again, I have no issue with the play call. It just comes down to execution. Unfortunately, Taganashi pulling his second field goal attempt left, missing. Unbelievable.
And that is a play that can cost them the game. In a game like this, that 3 points means a lot.
El Molino takes over the ball right at their own 20, leading 20-18 with 7 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in quarter number three.
Guys, that missed field goal just took the buzz out of this side of the Annalee stands.
Mm-hmm.
It was rocking underneath us just a second ago.
Lewis gets the snap, flips it out to Jalen Hall. He comes up the field, and a nice run by Jalen Hall before he's pushed down. After 11-yard gain, first down and 10 for El Molino as Jalen Hall took the snap, went around the left end there, got a little running room, and boy, I'm impressed with his athleticism, fellas. This guy's a heck of an athlete.
Only 5'8", 165 pounds, but again, just telling you, it's not about the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog.
Yeah, and he's a heck of a – he's got a lot of speed, no doubt. El Molino with 11 yards on their first play from scrimmage here in the third quarter. Annaly had a great drive, took it down all the way to the seven-minute mark. Weston Lewis, again, same play, pitches it out to Jalen Hall. He's hit and tackled after a three-yard gain.
If I'm Weston Lewis up there, I got to get a little more upfield before I pitch the ball. I don't know if that's a design pitch, but I think you got to get a little more upfield and wait for the defenders to come to you. And if you're reading your pitch key right, you should be able to get at least 3 or 4 yards before you have to pitch the ball.
Sometimes that could be dangerous, though. If you get a defender that gets his hand out, he can knock the ball away. I like how he pitched it out early, gave Jalen Lewis plenty of time to gather the ball and look for a space. I see your point, Michael, but sometimes that can be dangerous on that triple option. Second down and 7, the ball right at the 35-yard line. Here comes Jalen Hall across the field, plants his foot, comes up, and Annalise's defense does a great job of stopping him for no gain.
This is a big play for the Annaly defense. I don't know if El Molino will go for it on fourth down or not, but you cannot let them get more than 2 or 3 yards or else they will go for it for sure.
I wouldn't think they'd go for it here at this point, Jeff. Third down and five, even if it's fourth down and you're at your own 40-yard line, that's punt time.
This might be an instance in which, yes, you do break out the punter. I should have clarified myself at break. Say, as long as there's a fourth down on Annalise's side of the field, you got to go for it if you're El Molino.
Here's Lewis coming up the middle, and he's got the first down, and he's got more, and he breaks to the outside, and he's going down the sideline, and he's going to go all the way in for a touchdown. Weston Lewis taking it 60 yards as he came up the middle of the field, and he broke to the outside, and he just outran every defender on Annalie's team. El Molino Lions strike for a 60-yard run, 26-18 with the PAT looming.
Number 22, Gary Gritch, was able to get his hands on a Lewis pass early in the first half. He was unable to get his hands all the way around Lewis to wrap him up for the tackle there, resulting in a big play, a big touchdown, El Molino furthering themselves away from Annalie.
Weston Lewis, touchdown run. Now we're waiting for the extra point. Snap is good. The kick is up by Van Stone, and it's good.
No good.
No, they're ruling it no good.
Wait a minute. There's a penalty. We may have a roughing.
Oh.
Van Stone is down. Is there a penalty for roughing or not?
I don't see a flag.
I see no laundry.
Okay, the kick is wide left. So the score is going to remain 26-18. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Willaside Meats on Guerneville Road in Santa Rosa offers the highest quality lamb, pork, chicken, and aged beef, as well as 25 different varieties of nitrate and nitrite-free sausage and jerky. Willaside Meats specializes in custom cutting, curing, smoking, and wild game processing. Also offering custom-made sausages from your wild game. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to 4. Call 707-546-8404. 546-8404. Willaside Meats in Santa Rosa since 1969.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Annalie High School. El Molino Lions just extended their lead. They led 20-8 at halftime, and Weston Lewis went 60 yards on a scramble up the middle. It broke to the outside and went into the end zone untouched, but the PAT was missed. And Annalie is trailing El Molino by 8 points. We're getting ready for the kickoff. And Weston Lewis is going to kick off as Van Stone, the kicker for El Molino, got injured on the PAT. He's on the sideline, and Weston Lewis kicks it, and it's a driving kick caught at the 15-yard line, coming straight up the middle for Annalie, and he's going to be tackled at the 33. Ziad Zamara brought it straight up the middle, And the Annalee Tigers will take over, trailing 26-18 with 5 minutes, 28 seconds remaining here in quarter number 3 in the Apple game.
Plenty of time for Annalee to garner some offense here. They are down by 8 now. If you score a touchdown here, your kicking game's not working. Neither is your two-point conversion attempts. I would think you would go for 2 here, but there's a lot of pressure on the Tigers to tie this game up.
I definitely go to 2. That's Michael Barabalt. Our sideline reporter is up here in the press box with Jeff Woodworth and myself. Allingham takes the snap, rolls out, throws, and wide open is Elledge. Elledge is wide open in the cut, and he's thrown down at the El Molino 35. There was definitely a coverage mistake by El Molino as Elledge went down the sideline. Nobody from El Molino went with him. The pass by Allingham was right on the nose, but Elledge had to wait for it and wasn't able to take it in stride. That allowed the defenders for El Molino to catch him and throw him down. First down and 10 for the Tigers. The football at the 37-yard line.
And they had a big play last time, and they couldn't convert it to points. Let's see what they do here.
Allingham takes the snap, throws it out in the flat. The ball's caught by Vogel, and he's thrown down for a one-yard loss. Coming up to make the tackle for El Molino, Sol Berna.
He did a great job of filling there on the defensive side of the ball. Way to come up and fill your spot and fill that gap.
Second down and 8 for the Tigers. Ball on El Molino's 35-yard line. They're trailing by 8 points, 26-18, 4 minutes, 40 seconds, and counting down in the third quarter. Allingham, the quarterback's had a great night, takes the snap. Now he throws out in the flat, and he throws it wide and high. That fastball sailed on him, David.
Just a bit outside.
Michael, yeah, very good. Just a bit outside. Good call, Michael Barabalt.
Little Harry Doyle / Bob Uecker in Major League. One of the great baseball movies in movie history.
Absolutely. Michael Barabalt, a big New York Yankees fan. Can't wait till the playoffs. Yankees trying to get the best record in Major League Baseball.
And they didn't help themselves tonight. They lost to Toronto.
Third down and 8. Big play for the Tigers. The ball's right at the El Molino 35, and there's a false start. Coming across the line, Deddy Koshner for El Molino. That's going to shorten it up and make it third down and 3 for Annalee.
You can see the frustration on the El Molino sideline. I saw one of their coaches kind of take their hat off and just be like, are you kidding me?
That's the discipline that you were talking about, Michael. You and Jeff have been preaching on that. It discipline goes all over the field, not just on penalties, but on sportsmanship and everything. Well, here it is. Annalee, third down and 3. Ball at the El Molino 30. Allingham looking to the sideline, getting a signal.
El Molino showing 2 linebackers. Now they're backing off. Let's see if they still come out and blitz.
Allingham takes a snap, hands it up the middle. Here comes Vogel, and he's short. And he's trying to push his way forward, but it looks like he's going to be downed. And it's going to bring up a 4th down and a half yard.
Offense is still on the field.
El Molino defense bending but not breaking, guys.
And let's see if they can bend and keep bending here. They stopped Annalee before on 4th down at the goal line on Annalee's last drive. 4th down and a long one.
El Molino crowd get into it.
Allingham in the shotgun with 2 backs. Now he's looking over.
Trying to get him to jump off sides again.
Steps back now. 2 receivers right, 2 halfbacks. Fakes the handoff. He's rolling out. Now he throws long. And it's caught and dropped. That time the El Molino defenders coming over to knock the ball away.
Ryan Palmer and Jackson Dunkel knocking that ball away. It looked like Elledge was going to be able to haul it in. But, yeah, Jackson Dunkel doing a great job of getting his hand in there and knocking that ball away.
I think that's a poor decision by Allingham. He had Will Koig wide open for about a 7 or 8 yard pickup. He chose to go deep, and that cost him. I think that's a bad judgment call by Gavin Allingham.
You know, I'm going to play devil's advocate, Mike. That ball was in the receiver's hands. He could have wrapped that up. Great. That time the El Molino defensive backs did a good job of playing it after the pass and broke it up, okay? Here's El Molino taking the football over at their 30. Weston Lewis gets the snap, hands it to Jalen Hall, comes up the middle on the left, and he's downed after 3 yards. Definitely, Mike, the percentages weren't very good on it, but the pass was a catchable play. Elledge was just, you got to give the defense some credit on that, Jeff, right?
Absolutely. Picture-perfect textbook defense.
Yeah, I just think if I'm Gavin Allingham, you got to give yourself a chance. Just get the first down. Don't go for the big play.
Play percentages. El Molino with the football and the lead, 26-18, three minutes and counting in the third quarter. Lewis pitches out to Hall on the left. Hall goes up the field, and he's got the first down, and he's got more. Hall would not go down as he was hit right at the first down marker at the 40-yard line, but kept driving, finally pushed out of bounds inside the 50-yard line. First down and 10 for the Lions.
Guys, we saw this in the first half. Annerly was more preoccupied with trying to lay the boomstick and knock the ball loose than actually wrapping up and bringing the defenders to the ground. There again, Jalen Hall able to extend it for some extra yards because guys aren't wrapping up.
Great call. First guy's got to wrap up. Then you can get the boomstick and try to get the ball away. But the first guy's got to wrap and hold. El Molino with the first down. Weston Lewis fakes the handoff, comes up the middle. Doesn't find very much running room, maybe 1 yard, 2 yards. Annerly's defense did a good job that time.
Annerly's defense doing a great job of stopping Weston, but just the 6'1", 155-pound senior just able to fall forward for some positive yards.
Second down and 8 for El Molino inside Annerly territory. Ball placed at the 47-yard line, leading 26-18 with 2 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Lewis with the two receivers right, two receivers left. He's had those all night. Ramalia, the running back, shifts to the right. Lewis hands it off to Ramalia, comes up the middle, and he's going to be down just before the first down marker. Going to bring up a third down and 1.
I'm not sure what the outside linebackers are doing. They're just coming upfield. They're not even waiting for the play to develop. Those two guys are coming upfield. You're immediately eliminating those two from being able to make the play. I'm not sure what they're trying to do in that situation.
Number 38, Cole Hunter, as Michael's pointing out, is just blitzing right after the quarterback, Weston Lewis. He does need to take that extra half second, wait, maybe force his hand to pitch it out to Hall first so then he can then commit to the right offensive player.
Third down and 2 for El Molino. Lewis in the shotgun, Hall on his left. Lewis pitches it out to Hall. He's going to try to get his speed around the corner, and he does. And he's going all the way in for a touchdown, but there's a penalty marker. Jalen Hall goes 40 yards into the end zone, but let's wait and see what the penalties are. It looks like it's going to be against El Molino holding. That's going to nullify the 40-yard touchdown run by Jalen Hall.
And the throw of the game from the umpire, Randy Mora. We just see Hall start taking up field, and out of nowhere, the flag comes flying in like a bat out of hell. Props to Mora there on the toss.
That's going to send El Molino back 10 yards, and it's going to be third down now and 13 yards. Ball's going to be placed back on the El Molino 49-yard line. What a great pitch by Weston Lewis that time. He got the ball quickly to Jalen Hall, who had an opportunity to look down the field and made a quick cut. And boy, Jalen Hall's just played an excellent game. I got to believe he's the player of the game so far for El Molino. Third down and 13. Hall's going to lob it down the sideline, and it's just off the fingertips. Laid it out there for number 5, Jackson Dunkel.
Oh, no.
And there. Who's the call on
number 22? Gary Gritsch getting tangled up with Dunkel after the play. Flags are flying. We're gonna see who the unsportsmanlike is on.
That has to be on Gritsch, and I think he's had one already.
I don't know, Michael. I think I saw the referee talking to Dunkel. I wonder if Dunkel got underneath his feet on purpose. You know what I mean? Where he made it hard for Gritsch to get up.
Yeah, this may be one of those times where you have unsportsmanlike on both players, and it just cancels out.
Referees have to lay the law right now before things get a little out of hand.
Personal foul against El Molino. You know what I saw, fellas, on that? I saw Dunkel try to get underneath Gritch's legs a little bit and make it a little bit tough for Gritch to get up. So I saw the umpire was talking to Dunkel. That's going to push El Molino way back now. Two penalties on El Molino after they had a 40-yard touchdown run taken off. That's going to put it back way back now. It's going to bring up a third down and 25, fourth and 25.
A fourth down and forever. You've got the crowd charged up back in this for Annerly. We're going to see what El Molino does here.
Looks like they're going to punt the ball.
Back in punting position is Ethan Ransom, the punter for El Molino. Deep for the Annerly Tigers is Nick Kramer. The kick is a high kick. Kramer coming up. The ball's going to bounce at the 40. Takes an El Molino roll. And it's going to be placed down right at the 34-yard line. And we got a penalty coming in from the sideline. This is starting to look a little familiar, my friend.
I missed where the penalty was on that play. I was more astonished by the kick. The kick was trying to reach up by the lights. Didn't go very far. Got a nice generous bounce there with the roll.
Maybe so. I was wondering if maybe someone said something to another player. Maybe use some adult language, if you will.
A little trash talking, we call that, Michael.
Yes,
little
sir.
Gamesmanship.
Well, I got to believe these two young fellas, Michael Barabalt and Jeff Woodworth, both of these young guys, brought up that discipline would be an important factor here in this big rivalry between El Molino and Annerly, and we've obviously seen some penalties that didn't need to be.
See, taking a trip down memory lane, when I played baseball, I used to love the trash talk. I had no
yes.
problem with it. But you have
you're to. You kidding me? Trash talking?
You have to understand that it's just a part of the game. You can't let it get under your skin and bother you. That's the whole point of trash talk, is get under that skin and get the mental advantage.
Jeff Woodworth telling it how it is. Opinions with conviction. Give it straight to us.
I'm an instigator. What can I say?
And he's totally correct. As a lineman, we heard it every play. You know, I'm playing defensive line. I hear that, you know, left or right guard saying, I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you. In not no specific terms and more adult words, but they want to know that's their presence.
Michael Barabalt, that's great. I'm the luckiest guy. I got Jeff Woodworth, Michael Barabalt. These two young guys are sharp. They won't be around Sonoma County long, so enjoy these two guys because they're heading on their way up. ESPN, NFL Network, I don't know where these guys are going to stop, but it ain't going to be in Sonoma County, I can guarantee you that.
So I think the penalty is going to be on El Molino. The head referee, Matt Thomas, is talking to James Foster to see where he wants the ball placed.
Personal foul, El Molino. And another penalty. That's going to give Annerly 15 more yards. They're bringing the ball up. They're going to place it right at the Annerly 49-yard line. The Annerly Tigers take over the football, trailing 26-18. Just under 1 minute left here in quarter number three.
Guys, I'm glad that Coach Foster took my halftime advice to heart. Annerly not really getting penalized for anything. It's El Molino that's coming out very undisciplined here in the second half.
Allingham takes the shotgun, throws it out in the flat, and a big gain for Trent Vogel as he's thrown out of bounds by number 28, Sol Berna, but not after a 20-yard pickup, and there's another penalty on the play. I got to tell you, fellas, this is starting to look a little bit like the game we did a few weeks ago.
Rancho El Cerrito, you could even go as far back as last night, Tennessee versus Jacksonville, the game that Tom Brady even turned off because there were so many penalties.
And it's another personal foul against El Molino, roughing the quarterback. And it's offsetting penalties.
Now, here's the thing. The referees, I know you want to keep the game under control, but you cannot be throwing flags every single play. I think at some point you may just have to call a timeout and bring both coaches and maybe captains out and say, hey, look, if any of this stuff happens, we're going to throw you out of the game.
Yep.
And I think you have to take control that way instead of slowing the game down. Now, no one, now nobody's happy. Yeah, fans on both sides booing. But it's a good thing that they're getting control of the game.
I'm going to get Jeff's thoughts on Michael's decision there and what his opinion. There's 50 seconds left.
Oh, I love it because, you know, week after week we bring the
Allingham in the shotgun. First and 10 for the Tigers at the El Molino 35-yard line, trailing 26-18. Allingham throws quickly out in the flat, and it's caught. And downed immediately inside the 30-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and 5. Jeff?
Well, I was just saying, I really do love the chippiness, and I agree with what Michael has to say, because week after week, you know, we lug all this KSRO equipment out here for the game of the week just to broadcast and let you know what the referees are doing. It has nothing to do with the kids. I'm saying let the kids play already. Good Lord.
Opinions with conviction. Michael Barabalt, Jeff Woodworth, thanks, fellas. I love it. Allingham, second down and 5 for the Tigers in the shotgun. Takes the snap, throws quickly out in the flat. Caught by Fox. And he's going to be tackled short of the first down as El Molino does a great job of swarming to the football. It's going to bring up third down and 5 with the football right at the 30-yard line. And that'll do it for the third quarter. 12 minutes left in the Apple game. El Molino leading the Annerly Tigers 26-18. Don't be square. Stay right there. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.